You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last Tuesday, over 120 psychologists employed by the Ministry of Education working in schools and early childhood centres began a month-long strike. The strike action involves the psychologists refusing to accept further referrals of cases onto their caseload. Last week, I spoke to Dr. Deborah Powell, the National Secretary for APEX, the union representing the majority of psychologists employed by the Ministry of Education. We discussed why these psychologists are going on strike, the pay gap between ministry psychologists and DHB psychologists, and what impact poor conditions for ministry psychologists has on the young people they're supporting in schools. I began by asking Deborah to explain the strike.
Okay, well, the strike is starting today. It will continue for a month. It's a partial strike. So what our team are doing is they're continuing to care for the clients they already have on their books, but they won't be taking any new clients on. Now, quite a few of our psychologists have very, very heavy caseloads, some of them twice as many clients and whānau as they should have. So they're still going to be very busy. But they simply won't be taking on new patients and clients.
Could you talk a little bit more about what this issue is with the Ministry of Education and sort of why there is a difference between the way the Ministry of Education treats its psychologists compared to how the DHB treats its psychologists?
Well, there aren't that many psychologists employed by the Ministry of Education. Let's be clear on that first. We've got about 200. We should have 250. We are running very serious vacancies, and we do have quite a high turnover. About one in five psychologists leaves the Ministry of Education annually. So that's a fairly high turnover rate at, 20%. Bottom line is that the Ministry of Education hasn't paid the attention to this particular group of workers that they should have over the years, and their salary rates have not kept pace with those being paid elsewhere, including in the District Health Board sector. And as a result, we've seen the recruitment and retention issues which the Ministry is now suffering from. So we first raised the issues with the Ministry of Education when we started working with their psychologists about 4 years ago now, and we've been through one round of bargaining and didn't get the matter resolved. This round of bargaining, we've had another go at it. 8 months later, we still aren't getting anywhere. And, the gap between Ministry of Education and the DHBs is significant. The Ministry is offering $97,000. DHBs pay around $110,000 for a experienced psychologist. So, unless we can bridge that gap, we're going to continue to have shortages of psychologists working in the Ministry of Education. And, of course, our children and their whānau who desperately need the assistance of these psychologists will be missing out.
Just to put it in context for people, when you're talking about Ministry of Education psychologists, what does that mean for people? Is that psychologists that are working in schools, like under sort of education facilities? Is that the idea?
Yes, basically, they're looking after children in schools who have learning disabilities, maybe are on the spectrum of autism, who have had perhaps traumatic experiences in early childhood and as a result, have psychological trauma that needs to be addressed. So very vulnerable children. The thing about this particular group of children and the help that their psychologists can give them is with that help, their whole lives will be improved. If they don't get help, then obviously this very early trauma that they've suffered or these difficulties that they're having just continue to affect their lives. So, we aren't just talking about a one-off here. We're talking about the life of these young people and to a large extent their family and whānau as well. So investing in them at this early age it just reaps huge rewards for the length of their life. And it's really an indictment of the Ministry of Education that they haven't put the resources towards ensuring that these young people have that opportunity. That's the bottom line, and we're basically saying, come on, Ministry of Education, it's time to step up here and do the right thing.
Do you think the reason those gaps exist and the reason the Ministry of Education perhaps isn't up to scratch and isn't meeting the same standards as the DHB, do you reckon that a hangover perhaps from a lack of focus on mental health for quite some time and that sort of catching up? What is a reason that would explain why the Ministry of Education hasn't caught up?
Well, I guess the main workers that the Ministry of Education deals with obviously are teachers. And there are thousands of them. And I wonder if these smaller groups of specialist workers don't sort of get forgotten about, to be entirely honest. Now, as I say, there aren't that many of them, but the work they do with this small group of children, again, it's not the majority of children, thank goodness, but is really, really important. But I do wonder if in the grand scheme of things, Ministry of Education doesn't, you know, simply, well, forgets about them, if I can put it that way. That's not good enough. You know, in psychological terms, the evidence is really clear that if you have good mental health, if you have good mental well-being as a child, the chances of you having mental health issues or, you know, sequelae, if you like, consequences later on in life is much, much reduced. So the investment in these young people reaps rewards not just for them, but actually our whole system as well. So their own personal well-being and mental health will be improved as they grow older, and the demand on resources for adults who are continuing to suffer from their childhood trauma and childhood experiences or difficulties will be far reduced. So some investment now, it does. It reaps its rewards going forward, just in terms of both the personal benefits for these people, but also as far as the system is concerned. So yeah, I think the Ministry of Health just has lost that focus, and we need to bring their attention back to the importance of this admittedly small group of people, but really valuable and important as far as, you know, the lives of these young people are concerned.
That was Dr. Deborah Powell, the National Secretary for APEX, speaking about the psychologists at the Ministry of Education going on strike this month.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.